Lawmakers in D.C. are back to work this week. While it's garnering a lot of attention, immigration advocates hope their cause remains at the forefront. They want the U.S. to create a pathway to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. A leading Republican voice on the topic is Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, you may have noticed TV ads pressuring him to bend one way or the other.
Throughout the month of August, this ad was almost inescapable in the Milwaukee market.
Paul Ryan and immigration. Amnesty. Not a chance. Paul's doing what he always does, working for a smart, conservative solution to a tough problem.
A group called Americans for a Conservative Direction paid for the ad. Members include Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and other Silicon Valley business people. A competing ad also popped up on local television.
Thousands are looking for work, yet Ryan wants to grant amnesty to illegal aliens and bring in millions more foreign workers to take our jobs. Does Congressman Ryan think Wisconsin workers aren't good enough to get the job done?
The ad criticizing Ryan's position came from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. A quick check with the Southern Poverty Law Center indicates FAIR's founders have ties to white supremacist organizations. Both groups responsible for the TV ads say their goal is to raise awareness among Ryan's constituents about his stance on immigration reform. He made his position clear at a series of town hall meetings. The congressman wants the U.S. to establish a probationary period for undocumented immigrants.
And during that probationary status, they will have paid a fine, they will pay back taxes. We'll make sure that they're not a convicted felon. They'll take civics classes, they'll learn English.
Ryan says once probation ends, those completing it would get in line with everybody else seeking U.S. citizenship. He estimates the process taking 15 years. Ryan says he's not out to win votes, but to do what makes sense economically. In fact, the organizer of his town hall meeting was the National Association of Manufacturers.
When we've got baby boomers retiring, when we've got 10,000 people retiring every day, as they will be for 10 years coming, we're going to need people.
But how exactly did Paul Ryan become the point person for Republicans on this issue? Chris Murray teaches at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington. He says Ryan is skilled with working with both GOP leaders and the party's junior lawmakers.
So Congressman Ryan is somebody who has credibility with both of those camps, having been a recent vice presidential nominee, having gone through a national campaign in which immigration and the Hispanic vote was very important, and also as somebody who is pretty well versed in the details of the policy.
Immigration advocates hope Ryan can sway colleagues with his reasoning. Joe Shansky is a spokesman for the Milwaukee group Voces de la Frontera.
Now that he's back off vacation, we expect him to get to work and to make sure that this is a priority for his colleagues in Congress as well.
Yet they may dive into more immediate issues: America's involvement in Syria's civil war and the Affordable Health Care Act. Its massive changes start kicking in come October. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.